Second money is easier than first money. I discovered the second money phenomenon by accident one week when I was on fire selling everybody that I called on. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in that zone and you're just, everything's going my way. I'm selling everybody. It's one of those freak moments when everything was easy and effortless, like the skies had parted and the gods had blessed me with every closing ability available to mankind. Every prospect I was working with in this time was buying from me like wham, deal, wham, deal, deal. And it seemed as though I had walked through this magic closing portal in the universe. I'd spent hours selling this executive that I was working with to make sense of the product being affordable for his company. He finally submitted to my logic and my persuasion and agreed to make the purchase. Well, upon delivery of that product, I decided to see if I could move them up another level, as I truly believed that it would be a better investment for the company. And hey, look, I was such in the zone that day, I could afford to take the risk. You know, I'm winning. Winning breeds confidence. Confidence gets sales. More sales breeds more confidence. I can take this risk. So I went for the second money. You know, I knew these people were already on a budget. In fact, had gone over a budget. But I had to try this anyway because I felt like a Superman, Super Hancock sales guy. I suggested to them that since they were already paying more than they could or be comfortable with, why not go all the way and move up to another level? The guy looked at me like I was crazy. I thought it was crazy, but it was actually astonishment. Actually, he says, we were going to ask you to do just that. You know, we figured and talked about it and agreed we're already paying more than we can afford. We'll just have to produce a little more to make it work out, but we'd rather move up to the next package because we believe it'll last us longer and we want the changes. In that moment, I had stumbled across one of the great secrets of selling. Second money is easier to get than first money. Well, startled by this discovery, I reflected on other times that I had been out shopping myself for products, and I had taken forever to decide on one particular item, whatever, a shirt, CD player, an iPod, whatever, a TV, right? But then I finally made the decision, no help from the salesperson in most cases, and I finally made this decision and bought it. And then I found myself buying another 8 items on the way out the store. It was interesting because I'm trying to be aware of what's happening to people when they're spending money. Here I am, an hour and a half to make a decision on one product, and then in the next 10 minutes, buy 8 more products. This phenomenon is common among decision makers and consumers. It's something like once the flow begins, the buyer becomes, or the individual becomes more susceptible or open to more purchase. It is my belief that this individual is actually using the second and follow-up purchases to support the rightness of the first decision. Now, I'm in Los Angeles today. That explains why Hollywood will tend to stay with the same actors over and over again. Why? We did a show with her. It was a success. Let's use her again. I get on one radio show. The next week, I got 10 other people that want me on a radio show. Why? Because second sale. It's been supported. Let's have him back. If we have him back again, it'll support our decision to have him the first time. See, why does someone refer you to his or her dentist? Why? They go to a dentist. The dentist inflicts pain, charges a lot of money for it, and then they come home, you gotta go see my dentist. My dentist is incredible, right? Why? To help the dentist? I don't think so. Maybe, but more likely, the individual, you gotta go see my dentist. He's trying to convince you to go to the same dentist because it supports the rightness of his decision to go to that dentist. See, everyone wants to know what they're doing is the right thing. And the other purchase phenomenon, the second purchase phenomenon, supports the earlier action and gives the reassurance that what this individual did was correct. I'll prove this point to you. Find one woman walking down Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills carrying just one shopping bag, and my entire theory is supported. I dare you to find that. Another example of this is a customer who walks into a travel agency. Maybe it's you walking into the travel agency with the idea of taking a cruise. You spend 4 hours with the travel agent looking at all the cruise line brochures while trying to figure out what package will best suit your needs. Should I go to Europe, Mexico, Alaska, or the Caribbean? Should I take 5-day cruise or 2-week cruise? What's the best cruise line? Who has the best ships? Once the customer, or you in this case, decide on the destination and actually purchase the perfect cruise vacation, the climate is set perfectly for the travel agent, if they're trained correctly, as a great to step in, because they're not travel agents, they're salespeople, and offer additional products. See, there's accommodation upgrades from an inside deck cabin to an ocean view suite, the island tour excursion package you got to do. You need travel insurance. What about airfare upgrades? Man, I can get you into business class or first class. See, because the customer has taken the plunge and bought the first item, he or she or you is so set on being right and making a good first decision that you'll tend to make second, third, and fourth purchase additional products and services in order to ensure your first decision is correct. You know, there was a situation where I was raising money for my church, and I was working with this individual that had been very resistant to making contributions. When I finally got him to agree to make a donation after much resistance, I congratulated him. As I watched him write a check, and this guy was tough, okay? Separating him from money was not easy. As I watched him write the check, I looked at him and said, you know, you're going to do more for our church than you're doing right now before you die. I know your heart's in the right place. You're a very, very generous human being. Appreciate what you've done today. You know you're going to do more. Why don't you just do the rest right now? He looked at me and said, you're right. Tore up the first check and wrote me another check for 20 times the amount that he'd initially decided on. Wow. Second money, easier to get than the first money. First money's taken me hours and months before, sometimes a year to get, and then get the second money in minutes. If you've ever seen someone at a restaurant complaining about the price of a steak, then turn around and order a bottle of wine that's $140, three times the cost of the steak, twice the cost of the meal. See, you know what I'm talking about? How about the person that whines about paying $10 for a movie ticket and then spends another $20 on popcorn, soda, and candy? What's he doing? Second money. Have you ever heard of a guy complaining about how high his car payment is? Oh man, these payments are going to kill me. And then the same guy goes down the street, customizes a car with 22-inch wheels, custom paint job, installs a stereo system that you can hear from three blocks away. Of course, he had to charge on a credit card at 18%. And the payments on the wheel, the paint, the audio system amounted to more than the payments in the car. Yay, yay, yay for the second money. Learn this one and your income will change forever.